The Minnesota Vikings traded up again in the NFL draft. And I don't know if I'm more excited for the overall selection from the Minnesota Vikings or if I'm just that excited that I get to go to bed earlier and don't have to wait until pick number 23 when they're on pick 17. I don't know what takes longer, the NFL draft or something else that takes a whole lot longer. I don't have a really good comparison for that situation right now. But the Minnesota Vikings go from pick 11 to 10 to draft J.J. McCarthy. And then they go from pick number 23 to pick number 17 to draft Dallas Turner out of Alabama, one of the top defensive pass rushers that entered the NFL draft this year. After about 14 offensive players went in a row in this NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings get their hands on a top defensive player for Brian Flores' system. And I think that's very exciting stuff because last year we were all amazed with what Brian Flores did. And he didn't have a whole lot of ingredients defensively to do things. The only reason why Brian Flores had success last year and the Minnesota Vikings defense had success was because of Brian Flores' scheme. And now, with the additions of what they added this offseason through free agency, Jonathan Greenard, Van Winkle, as I like to call him, that's his name, but I like to say it in that tone. And then the Minnesota Gopher linebacker, who we signed from the Houston Texans, whose name is escaping me. If you're watching this on Facebook Live, you can comment, and I can try to get it out of the comments. I think his first name was Balake or something. And then they add another defensive piece to the puzzle in Dallas Turner, who was a great blitzer and rusher for the Alabama Crimson Tide. And you know, Nick Saban, when he has a defensive player, it seems like they're always good. And it seems like a lot of them translate into the NFL. Offensive players, especially at quarterback, those are a little bit more questionable. But here we go. Minnesota Vikings making moves, making splashes in this NFL draft. Here's the compensation. The Minnesota Vikings received the 17th pick in the 2024 NFL draft. They gave up their 23rd overall pick. They gave up their 5th round pick in the 2024 draft. And then they gave up their 3rd round pick and their 4th round pick in the 2025 draft to the Jacksonville Jaguars to acquire this elite defensive player. Now, I'm not big into winners and losers of NFL drafts the day after, because who really knows? J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner could be two of the biggest busts in Minnesota Vikings franchise history outside of Troy Williamson. But the next day after the draft, we're all going to say the Minnesota Vikings won this draft because it looks good on paper. Now, nobody really knows what's going to happen with these players. Nobody really knows what's going to happen and how they will translate their skills to a professional NFL level. But on paper, this looks really, really good. This looks like the Minnesota Vikings won the first round in this NFL draft. Now, it goes beyond paper. I'm not going to say the Minnesota Vikings are going to have superstar players because I don't necessarily believe J.J. McCarthy is going to be a superstar player. But I'm excited about the additions of a quarterback and a top defensive player because both were massive needs for the Minnesota Vikings. And another massive need for the Minnesota Vikings later on in this draft is going to be a cornerback because they added Shaq Griffin in free agency. They got the Mekhi Blackman. They have a couple of other, they have that Evans guy who got torched at the end of the year and even got benched by the Minnesota Vikings. But this draft, there's a lot to be excited about. Dallas Turner had 10 sacks his last year at Alabama. So he's an elite pass rusher, and you put him in a system with Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator, and you would think that he would excel. And now that the Minnesota Vikings are adding pieces everywhere on their roster. If J.J. McCarthy is better than I imagine he's going to be, and I think he's a game manager quarterback at best in the NFL. If he is better than a game manager in the NFL, we are looking at a Super Bowl roster for the Minnesota Vikings in 2 years. You heard it here first. The Minnesota Vikings are making splashes in the NFL draft and in NFL free agency this offseason, and Kwesi is stirring the pot, and he's cooking. It was boiling before the draft, and he's cooking right now because Brass Balls Kwesi is making moves, and he is delivering and filling team needs on paper as we speak. And I just love the aggressiveness. And all of this boils down to the Minnesota Vikings being able to hold on to pick number 23. If Dallas Turner becomes an exceptional defensive player in the NFL and becomes a, let's say, a purple Ring of Honor guy eventually at the end of his career, if he becomes one of these guys, we are going to look back on Kwesi's move to get J.J. McCarthy and not give up that 23rd overall pick to get him. He played the Giants bluff. He played the Broncos and Raiders bluff. And he got J.J. McCarthy without giving up that 23rd overall pick, which allowed this move to happen. Kwesi's cooking. And he's got the biggest balls in the NFL. And it's awesome. It's exciting. The Minnesota Vikings fan base, and I'm not a homer, should be excited. Should be going crazy because of the decisions the Minnesota Vikings organization were able to pull off in this NFL draft. This take was presented by Hoakland Farm. Contact Jared at Hoakland Farm and get rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed beef. Good. Give Jared a call at 952-491-1541 and get 20% off your first order if you tell Jared you heard about Hoakland Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. The Vikings get J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner. Oddly enough, two players that faced each other in the national championship game last year. Not national championship game last year. In the college football playoff last year. Michigan versus Alabama. Thank you for listening. And thank you for making this podcast and this episode a part of your day.